I'm so excited because I see people. It is providential that we start the reopening of the church and the celebration of the Holy Eucharist with today's feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of the Church. So by this, we are asking her intercession as we start to receive the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. So when the angel Gabriel declared that she would become the mother of the Savior, Mary entrusted everything to God. From the conception, birth, until Jesus' death, Mary stood by her son, supported him all throughout, and gave her life for others as example par excellence. She is the best description and face of humility, obedience, and a loving and dedicated mother. Our church portrayed the Blessed Virgin Mary with the apostles and disciples who at the first Pentecost joined in prayer with the first members of the church. The Pentecost, which we celebrated yesterday, is the birth of the Roman Catholic Church. It is the church's birthday yesterday. And we noticed that the priests wore a red chasuble. And sometimes we associate red with birthdays. And that's the meaning of red for birthdays is new birth, life, and that's the Holy Spirit. So the title Mother of the Church or Mater Ecclesiae was applied to the Mother of Jesus by Pope Paul VI in November 1964 at the close of the Second Vatican Council. The title was first used in the 4th century by Saint Ambrose of Milan, and more recently, the title was favored by Pope John Paul II and then incorporated into the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Her maternal role towards Christ's faithful is founded on the words spoken by Jesus from the cross to the beloved disciple, that's our gospel for today, who represents all future disciples. Behold your mother. As John Paul II wrote, in her motherhood in the Spirit, Mary embraces each and everyone in the church and embraces each and everyone through the church. In March 2018, Pope Francis inserted into the Roman calendar the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, to be celebrated each year on the Monday after Pentecost. According to Pope Francis, the church is feminine. She is a mother. When this trait is lacking, he added, the church is like a charitable organization or a football team. A too masculine church can become a church of old bachelors, incapable of love, incapable of fruitfulness. So Pope Francis assign this feast today to encourage the growth of the maternal sense of the church in the pastors, religious and faithful, as well as the growth of genuine Marian piety. So all teachings of saints and even popes pointed to one. The Blessed Mother is always willing to embrace all, to embrace us, members of the church, sinners and saints, into her maternal arm. She will always protect, intercede, pray, and love us. So we can summarize the role of Mary's feast day today through the words of Saint John Paul II. He said, Mary is present in the church as the mother of Christ and at the same time as the mother whom Christ, in the mystery of the redemption, gave to humanity in the person of the Apostle John. Thus, in her motherhood in the Spirit, Mary embraces each and every one in the church. In this sense, Mary, Mother of the Church, is also the church model. Indeed, as Paul VI hopes and asks, the church must draw from the Virgin Mother of God the most authentic form or of perfect imitation of Christ. This decree was signed on the 11th of February 2018, the memorial of Our Lady of Lourdes at the 160th anniversary of the Lord's apparition. So my sisters and brothers, let us ask Mary, the Mother of the Church, to continue giving us strength to persevere and be a good example to other members of the Church through our good works and words. Mary is our Mother. She will intercede for us to Jesus, her Son. Like all mothers, she will not fail us, will always love us, whoever we are, sinners or saints. Like her, may we be faithful disciples of Jesus and be instruments of love to others. Let us imitate Mary. Let us be with her Son by being good, by being loving, by being humble, to as a good example to others. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Amen.